Going to head up to Queensland shortly to talk to Tom Morris in the hub. Find out from Tom whether there is going to be no change to either team at selection and a couple of other issues bubbling around. But Kevin Shifter-Sheehan has been good enough to join us, AFL Talent Ambassador. We're going to be talking to Kevin right throughout the trade period as we head towards the AFL Draft. And he joins us on the line with the AFL having released their top AFL Draft prospects in the medium forward category. Welcome to you, Kevin. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, Dwayne, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You've rated these young guys as medium forwards, and how does it look overall when it comes to clubs that are looking for a medium forward? I know you've got a couple of names in mind, yeah. And I can't wait to hear a couple of the names in mind, including Oliver Henry, the younger brother of Jack Henry with the Cats.
Look, we'll start with him. He looks a special talent for mine. And lucky enough to see him last year kick 5 in a game against the Dandenong Stingrays in the NAB League. Then the next week, Eddie played against the Swans Academy. They played matches down in the NAB League as well. Kick 4. Look, he looked fantastic in those couple of games. And then at the start of this year, only a trial game. That's all you get to see in their 18th year, these boys from Victoria. He looked pretty special. So he's a wonderful athlete, brother. But he's probably, Jack was a guy coming out of certainly athletics and was very, very raw. Take as a rookie by the Cats. But this boy's going to be an early draft choice, I think. He's got all the athletic attributes as well as that footy nous. His aerial work is pretty special. Goals as well. So he's exciting. And there's another boy that, there's a wee bit of Stevie J, dare we say it, about this fella. Yeah. He comes from the Murray Bushes where Steve Johnson, of course, come from. But as a junior, Elijah Hollins is a pretty special player. Last year, he played as a bottom ager. He played for Vic Country in the under-18s and played the whole 4 games. Not many boys get in as bottom agers and play all of the matches. And he looked a star then. Then there were a couple of rep fixtures. We call one the Futures game, the curtain raiser on the G Grand Final day. Best on the ground, had 24 disposals, kicked goals. Right and left foot, can do it all. And he's grown to about 190 centimetres this year, so still had another 3 or 4 centimetres growth in him. But there is a catch, a bit of a John Selwood-like catch. He did an ACL in the pre-season way back in February, and he was going to miss the year. So everyone else has missed the year, and he's coming good. So it's a case of how you judge that the final medical report about how his recovery's been, and that'll be over the next number of weeks as clubs assess him. But he looks a real talent, a real contender to be right up in the first handful taken in the draft. So Elijah Hollins, look out for him.
And a few of the Vic Country kids are going to be seen. You've got a couple of combines being held, one tomorrow in Bendigo.
Yes. We've been waiting for that moment, or the boys from Victoria have been. They can test. Most of the country boys will be up there in Bendigo in 2 groups doing the test. Oliver Henry will be amongst those boys doing it. So that's pretty exciting for them. We're hoping that the boys out of metropolitan Melbourne might get a chance as well in the next few weeks. Then over in SA, for the people in SA, a couple of All-Star games tomorrow night. The Futures boys, the younger 16, 17-year-olds are on at 5 o'clock at Pemberton Oval. And then at 7:30, it's the draftees, the best boys playing under the Team Brown, Team Grundy, Brody Grundy, and Team Hearn after Shannon Hearn will be the 2 sides that play. Giving the clubs a look via, I suppose, just stream. They'll stream the vision of it all. Some will be there live, some of the people based in SA, but that's pretty exciting for those boys to wrap up their year with a chance to impress again.
So the clubs can see it streamed, the recruiters can see it streamed, can the general public at all?
I think there's limits on the numbers there, but like it'd be up toward 1,000 able to get in, and these boys, many of them are with Tarek Newchurch, a boy that you'll see amongst the medium forwards. The Adelaide Crows supporters will be keen on this boy because he's a next-generation academy boy for them. I've seen enough of that boy to know he's so smart around the goals. He's got real tricks, turns them inside out. A boy from Port Augusta out in the country. He's moved down into Adelaide for his 18th year. So he looks so speedy. He's kicked 46 goals at underage level in the last couple of years in limited number of games. So he's got that innate ability around the sticks. And that might be just what they need up in their forward line over the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Great to have a chat to you, Shifter. We'll talk to you right throughout the lead-up to all the the draft action during the trade period. It's going to be fantastic. So I really appreciate you jumping on the line and having a chat to us, and we'll keep in touch. We'll do it again next week.
All the best. Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having us.
Kevin Shifter Sheehan joining us. We're going to take a break. A few of your texts have come through as well. A couple here just on greatest players of all time. One from Brad in Kingscote. Where does Russell Ebert sit? From all accounts, the bloke would have trumped all those names being thrown up. I know the fairy tale is that Russell Ebert, you know, in his prime would have come to Victoria and dominated. I think he would have come to Victoria and been the equal of anybody that was playing in Victoria. It's something that we will never know, unfortunately, because he came to North Melbourne too late, Russell Ebert, that's for certain. Dwayne, Kevin Bartlett was BAG in three grand finalists and as a half forward kicked 21 goals in three finals, something no half forward has ever done since. Greatest finals player of all time. So it's just a Richmond argument now, whether it's KB or whether it's Dusty. We're going up to the hub very shortly. We're going to have a chat to Tom Morris from Fox Footy.